welcome to the California Music Educators Association Band and Orchestra Festival in our Center for the Arts at Cache Valley High School. The next group to perform is Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble from Fremont. They'll be performing Lana by Timothy Miles, The Willows of the Winter by B.J. Brooks, and A Longford Legend in Three Movements by Robert Sheldon. Please help me welcome Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble to the stage.
Good afternoon, Hopkins Wind Ensemble and Mr. Conway. My name is Troy Davis. I am Director of Bands and Jazz at Aragon High School in San Mateo and the Music Director of the Oakland Municipal Band. We are here on Saturday, April 1st, 2017 at Castro Valley High School for the CMEA Band Orchestra East Festival. And I will be making some comments during your performance that I hope are helpful for your continued musical development. Nice entrance, nice start, great sound in the upper woodwinds. The third clarinet part, the pulse in the quarter note, make sure that you don't slow down. You're a little behind Mr. Conway. There's some tricky rhythms in the low brass and percussion, a lot of syncopation, a lot of counting, the bass and the low woodwinds. I'm not quite sure that you're always lining your eighth notes up in your internalized pulse. Yeah, still same kind of thing. It's those rests. We're tending to slow down certain beats and speed up other beats. It's also got to be a little bit more articulate in the low brass. Use more tongue. Da, 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 da. However, your overall sound and the balance is quite good. Your blend is good. You're listening to each other really nicely. Make sure you exhale before you inhale, horns. So you would exhale on beat four, inhale on beat one to help you make that entrance clean and together. Da, 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 da. Watch your pitch, trombone, on the lower note. Da, 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 flute. Da, 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 da. Skipping some notes. Da, 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 da. Trumpets, da-da-da-da-da-da, it goes up to an A, da-da-da-da-da-da, it sounds like somebody is playing a G instead of an A. As you decrescendo, make sure you keep your pitch stability in control. I think you could do more more decrescendo sooner, horns and clarinets. That part again is a little slower, and the clarinets, you're kind of making Conway slow down a bit. Keep the energy moving forward. Nice effect in the trombones. It happened at the beginning too, and I liked what you did. Pretty good. Altos, tenors, euphonium. You guys got to pass it back and forth to each other. It's not one line and then a separate line. It's one phrase that you all have to just be a part of. You'd pass back and forth. Da, da. I would use D-O-T articulation on those last few bars. Da, 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 da. tut tut, just to make it a little bit more clean so that nothing happens in the rest except for the hi-hat. And overall, quite a good sound of the ensemble. Nice balance, and you're constantly listening to each other, which is fantastic. The things that I made comment on are subtle. They're not huge and glaring issues. They're things that you can just add to make this ensemble better. Some of them have to do with tempo. A lot of them have to do with articulation. Some had to do with breathing and entrances. If you kind of think about those and try to apply them to the next time you rehearse or perform that piece, hopefully it will help you. And that's a new piece for me. I'd never heard Lauda before. I'm going to go back to the exhale-inhale that I talked about earlier with the horns, oboe, saxes, and this time again horns. You come in on beat 5, so you need to exhale on beat 3, inhale on beat 4. So it'll be 1, 2, do, and then you come in as part of the next exhale. Keep the breath even and constant. There's a lot of nice subtleties happening in the dynamics of that section. A little bit more down, listening down in the low voices so that we can tune those chords just a little bit better. They're just a little bit out in the octaves. Connect that line. So from the half note on beat 2 to the quarter note on beat 4 in measure 14, if you have quarter, half, quarter, connect the half note to the quarter note that comes after it. I would say this section should be softer. You guys played 32nd note pickups. Yeah, we're doing some interpretive things that are changing the rhythm. Granted, it is sort of a rubato section. There's this ritardando, while tempo ritardando. But make sure that you're precise with your rhythms. Trumpets, make sure that you release together. Make sure that you breathe together on the phrase markings as well. That was a very nice sound when the timpani came and you just opened up the bottom of the ensemble and everyone was able to tune nicely to you because you were so well in tune. Clarinet player, you have a good volume. I want you to take a little bit more risk and have more fun with it. You're playing it safe. And this is an opportunity to, I say, play around with the time. If you look flowingly, ritardando, a tempo, ritardando, a tempo. There's an opportunity here for you to be really expressive. So I would love to hear a lot more. Trumpet, make sure that that's all under one slur. 39 through 42, one phrase, one breath, one slur, no re-articulating. Also, the D is a little sharp. You need to bring the pitch down on your D below the staff a little bit. So, clarinet player that had the solo, when you play the open G, put your right hand down. You can finger in your right hand, long B, and then when you move from G to B, half your fingers are already there, and you just need to add a couple of more, or three more. It will also make the tone quality between the G, which is kind of a thin open note, and the B, which is a long, little bit more round, dark note, connect better. Also, I want you to imagine crescendoing as you go over the break. So anytime you go from anything below B flat or lower to anything B or higher, connect your ear in between the notes more. Not quite changing together there. And again, I think this section could be softer. It's really mezzo. And now, then, oop, I was looking at the wrong spot. You were playing at the double forte spot when I was looking at the mezzo forte spot. So that's fine. The B flat and the clarinets measure 61 before G. Do, da. That's another spot where you can use your right hand down to help solidify the tone and pitch. Low brass, clarinets. Here's an A and the second clarinets once again. You need your right hand down. Measure 65 clarinets and low brass. Make sure that you start that net together by exhaling on beat 3, inhaling on beat 4. So a few technical things, a few musical things, a lot of breathing things, and some ways to think about your approach. Overall, very fantastic playing, good listening, nice adjustments, good responding to what Mr. Conway is doing, and a very effective performance. Thank you. And I love this piece. Trumpet player, more connection between all the notes. You're doing short phrases. I would like longer, more connected phrases. Clarinets, nice job at the beginning. The very first beat, make sure you can hear all those notes of those triplets. I heard the second one very cleanly at measure 4. Make sure you clean up those triplets so we can really hear that it's not D, D, D. It's not 2/16ths, it's 16th note triplets. Trumpets again, you're playing in 2 measure phrases. Go for 4 measure phrase. Diddle-dee-da, diddle-dee-da. Tongue the beginning of each of those 16 note groups, woodwinds. This is a storm. Missing some of those notes. Make sure you dig through that. You can put a little bit more air into your instrument and really dig in those triplets so that it has more energy. But yeah, that there's some falsetto sections in that, which is dramatic. And we need to have a little bit more character and expression to create the drama. Needs to be lower in pitch. I would not rallentando the first two bars. I think you guys are slowing down early, and then we lose the momentum of the phrase. One da 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 da. Then start the rallentando. Yes, I love that you're using vibrato alto. You can use more. Nice sound. I could use your more euphonium. Your little duet here. He is a soloist, but you're still just as important. Go to forte and stay forte alto. Don't give up. More first clarinet and second alto. So we can hear the interplay between this counterpoint lines. Da da, watch out on the pitch there. Second altos, make sure that the B natural is not so sharp. And it's also E in the first clarinets. That's the downbeat of measure 87. Personally, I think that you're starting the rallentandos again soon, too soon. In 89 and in 85, I would just wait until they're marked, because you lose the forward direction of the line. Trumpets, tune the octaves, especially the note D. The lower second and third trumpets, we've got to lock that in so that the first can tune to it. Extremely effective crescendo led by the percussion. Really well done. Going into 101. Nice job, guys. The G's a little flat. Sounds like in the flutes. And you're louder than the alto. It gets softer. Way under the alto. Nice job, euphonium. Although you could crescendo from A to A flat. If you're playing bass clef, if you're reading treble clef from B to B flat. Nice vibrato alto. Bado, hit pitch on that concert D. Euphonium. Da 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 da. Be careful. That was quite sharp. There we go, we finally found it. Took a while to adjust the intonation on the last chord, but you did it, and that's a sign of good listening. Although, you want to try to know the tendencies of your notes and adjust those intonation issues before they happen. There's some very sensitive playing going on. That's a very mature piece, the second movement of this, and you're doing well with the entire suite of pieces here. Here's another spot clarinets where we need to have the right hand down on the open G to help with pitch stability. Da 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 da, much more articulation, trumpet horns, especially in the horns. You could really help since you're on the end if you give a little bit more punch on those articulated accent notes. One dilida dilida, don't rush that. One dilida dilida, clean, clean. Tambourine, more on the roll. You just kind of gave up. Da da da, brrr, really go through it. Nice horns. Da da. Nice leaning on those suspensions. We're having some time issues. Snare drum, make sure that you're watching. That was effective at 190. Nice job. Nice diminuendo. Euphonium and tenor sax, more buoyant, a little bit more separated, more bouncy. Again, highly effective crescendo led by the percussion, especially the suspended cymbal. Good job. Bring out the Dies Irae, low brass. Da, 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 da. Yeah, you're doing it quite well, although I think it could be even more articulated. So, when da, 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 horns, trumpets. When you guys have that before 224 and again before 232, make sure that it's not da-da, not a 16th. More articulation. Bite 'em, woodwinds and brass. Da 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 da. Clean that up, woodwinds. Very well done on the trill. The last few bars before the ends, that was again highly effective. Nice balance and listening all the way across. Good finish. Good responsive musicianship all the way through. It's a pleasure to hear you today. Thank you so much for playing with us and for being such great active musicians on stage. You're responding to everything your conductor does. You're responding to each other, and it's really quite a treat. So bravo on a great performance.